Right, today's daf was Erevin daf Pe'alev. The Mishnah started, B'chol ma'arvin m'shtatim chutz min amayim melech. You can use any food for an Erev or for a shi'itufim of wolves except for water and salt. So Rabbi Shua Amer Kikar hu Erev. He says, no, you can only use bread, and even then you can only use a complete loaf of bread. A broken piece of bread is no good. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah that you're only allowed, that you can use anything but water and salt? We already had a Mishnah in daf Chavav, if you remember that far back, that already said, B'chol ma'arvin m'shtatim chutz min amayim melech. So first the Gemara suggests that maybe Rabbi Lazar is highlighting that unlike Rabbi Yeshua, foods other than bread are mutter. But the Gemara says, no, b'chol might not even highlight that. B'chol just might mean different types of bread. So instead the Gemara suggests, Rabbi Lazar is teaching that even a prusa, even a broken piece of bread can be used. Unlike Rabbi Yeshua, who insisted that you dafka have to use a shlema because he was worried about Eva. If one guy contributes a whole piece and then another guy contributes half a piece, they may come to resent each other. So even in cases where everybody donates a prusa, Rabbi Yeshua is still not going to allow it because Shemi Yachsu Dover LeKulkulo, because we're afraid you might have a situation where one guy will donate a full loaf and another one will donate just a piece. Gemara goes on, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul Nitlei Mena Kadei Chalasa Kadei Dimua Ma'arvin Lo Bat. If 1/48th of the bread was taken away from it, which is a shear challah for a nachtum, or 1/100th, which is a shear of Dimua of Truma, it's still considered a whole loaf of bread. Such a tiny percentage of the bread that's missing is not gonna ruin anything. If Hafrashas Challah was done by an amateur baker in their own home, then the amount that you take for Hafrashas Challah is 1/24th. If that much is missing from the loaf of bread, then that's already unusable for making it an Erev, because that's not a Shlema anymore. Rav Chista adds that if Tafra B'Kisem, if you have a broken piece of bread, but you're able to hold it together with a toothpick, then that's good enough. Then you could use it for an Erev again. Shmuel held that Ma'arvin B'Pas Orez, you can make an Erev with rice bread, but there are conflicting reports whether he also allowed millet bread for an Erev or not. So Rav Chia Bar Avin, Amar Rav even allowed lentil bread, but when lentils are mixed with other grains, then it becomes disgusting bread. That was the bread Yecheskel Anavi was told to make, which was supposed to be a very low-class type of bread. Now, Yecheskel's bread was made from a mixture, but it was called Sa'orim, which sounds like it's barley bread, because the Gemara says the word isn't Sa'orim, it's Shi'urim. That even though it was made from a, it was so disgusting, the famine was going to be so terrible, the food rations were going to be so terrible, that they would ration out even such horrible bread. Or maybe it was called Sa'orim because it was shaped like barley bread, even though it was made with a lot of other ingredients. Then the Mishnah tells us, Lazar holds a person can join an Erev by giving money to a storekeeper who's going to be providing the food that they use for the Erev. But if the Chum say no, they giving money is not a way to acquire the food. If you never actually took physical possession of the food, you need to make a kinyan on the food itself. Ma'os alone is not going to do it. If the storekeeper goes ahead with it and tries to include the person in the Erev, it's not even going to work. Ein ma'arvin l'adam ela midaito. You have to have a person's consent to be ma'ariv on his behalf. It's not that's the halacha. He needs to be aware of it. A person cannot be a shliach for another person without his das. So my time is Rabbi Lazar halo mashach. So the Gemara asks, why would Rabbi Lazar allow the storekeeper to include the fellow in the Erev if he never made a kinyan? So the Gemara explains that asar Rabbi Lazar karbo prakim bashana, that really maker adin ma'os is konos, just money alone is enough for a kinyan. Midrabbanan, they said they don't want to allow money alone to make a kinyan, because if I have something that you paid me for that I'm still holding on to, I'll let it burn, I don't care, because you already were konos, so it's your loss. So they don't want to rely on ma'os konos midrabbanan. But sometimes we go back to the din d'oraisa of ma'os konos. So this is one of those times when we make an erev. Now, giving money to a storekeeper won't work to join the erev according to the chamim, but the Mishnah says giving money to a balabayas would work, because in that case it's obvious that you're making him your shliach. And Shmuel says if you give a kli instead of money, that would also work, because that's all, its own form of kinyan called kinyan chalipin. Then toward the end of the daf, Rabbi Yehuda adds, "Bamedvar mamurim beiruvei tchumin." When can the storekeeper not include the person in an eruv that's only by eruvei tchumin, where he needs your consent to participate? Because whatever you're going to gain with the eruv, you're going to be losing in the other direction. But for eruvei chatzeros, he doesn't need your consent because you're only gaining. It's zach nadam shelo befanav. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda here, and in every other Mishnah when he discusses the halachos of of an Eruv, but not in cases where he discusses halachas of a mechitza, like a lechi or a kara. That's not Hilchas Eruv, and that's Hilchas Mechitzas. Even though Rabbi Shur ben Levi thinks that Kol Makom Shomer Rabbi Yehuda Emesai Bameh B'Mishnasenu Einu El Lefarish Divrei Chachamim, that whenever Rabbi Yehuda uses the words Emesai or Bameh, he's only explaining, he's not arguing on the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel holds that he is arguing, and therefore felt that it's necessary to pass like him over here, because it is not something that's Kuliyam L'Pligi. There is in fact a Machlokas over here. Okay.